Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Terry Townsend, who's Executive Director of International Cotton Advisory Committee in Washington, D.C. Good afternoon, Terry. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much.
Very good. I wanted to get a hold of you. It's been in the news a bit lately that cotton prices are rising, and therefore clothing and other things obviously made with cotton, the prices are going to go up. So I wanted to try to talk with you and find out what's going on and what that means to the consumer. Could we start, Terry, with you letting us know what the International Cotton Advisory Committee is about and what it is that you do?
Yeah, thank you. We are a micro version of the United Nations. International Cotton Advisory Committee, or pronounced ICAC, was created in 1939. So we're an organization of countries that produce, consume, and trade cotton. And our primary role is to collect international statistics and provide information around the world about how much cotton is being grown, how much is being consumed, trade, and what prices are.
And prices are the topic of the day. Prices have risen rather sharply in recent months. What's going on with cotton prices in layman's terms?
Well, the genesis of this situation began in the recession when everybody in the value chain became terrified about holding stocks. If you remember in 2008 and 2009 with the economies around the world crashing, everybody from cotton producers to spinners to the people who make fabric to the people who finish fabric to people who cut and sew it into apparel all the way up to retail all became concerned about holding excess inventories, and so they drastically reduced everything in the pipeline. A year ago at this time, we were still talking about the possibility of a double-dip recession, and people were reluctant to begin expanding those inventories, start buying again to restock shelves. And by May and June of 2010, when it became apparent that we were indeed coming out of the recession and that consumer spending was strengthening, everybody found themselves short of supply. And we have had panic buying in the months since. So cotton has gone from around 70 or 80 cents a pound. It's now up nearly $2 a pound. Prices of yarn are rising, prices of fabric are following, and prices of finished goods at retail will also be accumulating these increases at some time in the future. They haven't reflected that increase yet, but they will be in the future.
And in terms of In looking over some information you sent me that was fascinating, I think people will be amazed at where a lot of the cotton comes from.
China's the biggest producer. In round numbers, world production is about 25 million metric tons, and China produces about 7. So let's say approximately a fourth of the total. India is a large producer, about 6 million metric tons. The United States is the third largest producer, 4. And we have countries like Pakistan, Brazil, Uzbekistan, Australia, and then others that produce substantial amounts. The smallest countries are, for instance, Uganda produces some 10 to 20,000 tons, Ecuador, Bolivia. You get altogether, there are some 80 or 90 countries that produce cotton if you get down to the very smallest.
And are you expecting now that, as you said, things kind of turned around and started to look different in this past summer, 2010, are you expecting production to kind of ramp up again, or doesn't it happen that quickly?
It'll happen by the standards of commodity markets. It's happening with lightning speed. A year-to-year change of 2 or 3% is fairly normal for a commodity market, whether you're talking about cotton or corn or copper or anything else. We're looking at big changes, more than 10% coming this next year. The United States alone is expecting to increase planted area by about 14%. We're seeing significant percentage increases in China, India, Australia, Brazil. Altogether, we're expecting world production to climb from 25 million metric tons to about 28 in this next year.
Now, with that change coming, will the price then back off? So this price increase that we're expected to see related to consumers, will that be a short-lived thing, do you think, or is it going to take a while for it to catch up?
As always in economics, there are two or three or four answers to every one question. First of all, prices cannot remain this high. Cotton has to compete with polyester for market share, just like steel competes with aluminum or coffee competes with soft drinks for share of consumer markets. Well, likewise, cotton has to compete, and the primary competitor is polyester. And when cotton is at this level, manufacturers of clothing who have a choice between cotton and other fibers will be switching their blend levels and sometimes switching entire fabrics, so cotton will start to lose market share. Therefore, cotton prices can't stay this high. If we look in the futures markets, those are markets where you can buy and sell cotton for future delivery. The nearby contract, the contract for delivery of cotton in May this year, is up around $1.90 per pound right now, but the December 2011 contract is about 70 cents per pound less than that. So the market is already expecting this bigger supply that will be harvested in October and November to bring prices down. It'll be another couple of years, though, before we get things back to normal. And normal would be prices of 70 or 80 cents a pound. It'll take a while for production to grow enough that we get stocks back to their normal level and prices get back down.
Is this the highest that cotton prices have ever been historically?
In nominal terms, meaning not adjusted for inflation, yes. Prices are now even higher than they were during the Civil War. But, of course, in the Civil War, 50 years ago, we have not accounted for inflation. So in real terms, prices were higher in the Civil War, but in nominal terms, they've reached that level now.
As you alluded to a few minutes ago, when cotton is so expensive, manufacturers look to other fabrics or blends, and polyester being a major competitor, there's always the risk, I suppose, that then consumers get used to some of these other blends and then are happy there and may not swing back to cotton.
Yes, that is a risk that we're very concerned about. The industry does have various efforts ongoing to communicate the positive aspects of cotton, and we'll certainly be working hard to try to maintain market share and regain share when prices get back down. But yes, while the current level of prices is very beneficial to farmers, it does harm the demand side of the cotton industry.
I have read some estimates that consumers may expect to see some prices rising in the area of 15% to 20% on certain items made of cotton. Does that seem reasonable or in the ballpark to you?
Well, for some items, perhaps, but a pair of denim jeans an average pair costs around $30. The cotton in those jeans weighs about 2 pounds, and so the cost of the cotton in those jeans has gone from around $2 a pair a year ago to around $4 a pair now, or a change of $2. So that would not imply an increase of 15 or 20%. Likewise, there's less than half a pound of cotton in a T-shirt, some home furnishing products such as sheets, pillowcases, towels there. Also cotton-rich. Nevertheless, cotton itself is a small part of the total value of a product at retail. You have to spin it into yarn. You have to make that yarn into a finished fabric. You then have to cut and sew. You have to put it in a plastic bag or put tags on it. You have to transport it to retail and then sell it. So I don't think price increases at retail of 15 to 20% are going to prevail. It's more likely that when you average across all retail products, changes are going to be less than 5%.
Well, Terry, I really appreciate your time this evening to help us kind of understand what's happening. I think we all, myself and my listeners, will have a better handle on what to expect and when to expect things to turn back around again. So I appreciate your time this evening.
Okay, fun to talk to you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Terry Townsend, who is Executive Director of the International Cotton Advisory Committee in Washington, D.C. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.